Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? We've been talking the last couple of weeks about jockeys and the indispensable function that they have in the racing business. I think we have to talk a little bit about trainers. That's the other half of the human equation that makes horse racing go. We have the jockey, we have the horse, and we have to have the trainer. And if somebody asked me to describe what trainers do, I would say, what does the mayor of New York City do? Or what does the governor of a large state do? Because a trainer has a very multifaceted list of responsibilities they have to handle every day, day in and day out. The trainer of any thoroughbred has to be a multitasking, very talented manager. It takes years and years of experience to learn everything that a thoroughbred trainer has to know, including the health of horses. A trainer has to be half of a veterinarian almost, because they have horses every day they have to look at and evaluate the health of the horse and oversee the training regimen and the feed and the workouts and everything else to do with the horse. Also logistics. When a horse has to ship to a new track, the trainer has to line up the transportation and make sure the horse is going to be safe, and all the other related issues with shipping racehorses. And most trainers who are successful in the thoroughbred business these days have come up through the ranks through dedication and hard work. Many successful trainers today were apprentices and assistants to other successful trainers. Many times it's passed down in the family, father to son and daughter. And best example of that I can think right now is a trainer, Miguel Clement, who's a very successful turf trainer on his own. He was an assistant for decades to his father, the late Christophe Clement, who was one of the best turf trainers in the business for many, many years. Won races all over the country on the turf. And last summer, Christophe Clement passed away after an illness. He was only in his 60s. He still had many years left. It was a minor tragedy. Miguel Clement took over his father's stable, and he has not looked back. The Clement stable never missed a beat. They've been winning races all over the country. They won a couple of turf races at Tampa Bay Downs this season. And people say, oh, look at that kid, Christophe Clement's son. He's not a kid. He's in his mid-30s. He's still a young man with a lot of years of success ahead of him, hopefully. But he didn't get there easily. Trainers have to be busy, and they have to be resourceful. And most trainers go to their barns at daybreak, much less like dairy farmers, and they spend all day long with their horses. Even on days when there's no racing, they're working the horses out, they're evaluating the workouts, they're hiring jockeys. That's another thing. The trainers have to find the best jockey for their horse. They have to be a good handicapper. Also, some trainers are claiming trainers, which means they claim horses out of a race. And when a trainer claims a horse before the race starts, he goes to the racing office and he puts the money up to claim the horse, which means he can buy the horse out of the race. And then at the end of the race, he can purchase that horse for the better or worse. And they have to know what they're buying, because if you buy a horse or claim a horse and he turns out to not to be a good runner, the financial loss is on him. Also, some trainers own the horses themselves. Other trainers have owners who buy the horses in those trainers sometimes have an advantage because they have well-heeled clients who can buy the horses. And if a trainer has a good source of stock, he has a chance to do a lot better. Best example of that I can think of on the top of my mind is the late Wayne Lucas, who passed away last summer. For many decades, was one of the top trainers in America, and especially in the 80s and 90s, the saying used to be D. Wayne on the plane, because he was the first trainer to make use of airline connections and ship his horses all over the country, and he won a lot of purses. But the real story behind Wayne Lucas's success was that one of his owners, the late Mr. Eugene Klein, was a steel magnate who was very wealthy and was a sportsman, and he owned the Pittsburgh Steelers and also was a very prominent owner, and they had scores of horses, and every year at the sales at Keeneland and Saratoga, Mr. Klein and Wayne Lucas bought a lot of yearlings, and then the next year they had a lot of three-year-olds for the Triple Crown, and so on and so forth. And then when Mr. Klein passed away, his family dispersed all the racing holdings, sold all the horses, and Wayne Lucas didn't have a source of young horses like he did before, and his success rate definitely dropped. And he still was a very prominent trainer and one of the best in the business until his death last summer. But it goes to show that half of a trainer's success is having the stock, and you won't have the stock if you don't have the owners. So that's another thing about trainers. They have to have connections. They have to be astute businessmen and know the best thing of a horse. Besides being outstanding horsemen with the physical attributes of a horse, they have to be businessmen and know how to make the right moves to bring their stable to success. As we enter the final few weeks of the season, one trainer who wishes the Tampa Bay Downs meet would keep on going is Lynn Rarick, who's having a career season in Oldsmar. The veteran trainer has won 11 of 37 races this season, including 4 wins in just the last several weeks, which was enough to secure her the Martin's Italian Restaurant Trainer of the Month award. Martin's Italian Restaurant every month gives an award to the outstanding trainer and jockey at Tampa Bay Downs. Lynn Rarick, with her 11 wins, is 14th in the trainer standings. However, she doesn't have many horses. She only started 37 this season. And with 11 wins, that's a solid 30% win rate. And any trainer in America would be bragging about that win rate, and give her congratulations for that. She's been a trainer for many years and definitely has paid her dues. "It's been a really great season," said Rarick. "I've gotten some new owners and some younger horses. We've had some really good luck with some of the claims we made this season." Rarick has trained horses since 2010 on her own, basing at Tampa Bay Downs in the wintertime and at Canterbury Park during the summer months. She's on pace through the first 3 months of 2026 to crush her career records for wins and earnings in a calendar year. She's already over halfway to both marks through April 8th. A native of Minnesota, Rara came into training on the quarter horse side of the business, both in racing as well as barrel racing. Rarick moved over to work with thoroughbreds for trainer Troy Betke for several years before going out on her own. Among Rarick's recent successes here at Tampa Bay Downs are a win on Wednesday, April 8th, with the horse Jokes Up, who set a new track record for the 5.5 furlong distance, stopping the clock in an impressive 102.73 seconds, lowering the previous record of 1:02.79 seconds by 0.06 of a second. The previous track record was set on March 14th, 2012 by Lady of Greatness. So Lynn Rarick deserves our congratulations, and we wish her well after the Tampa meet concludes and she goes on to Canterbury Park in Minnesota this summer. Next big thing on the horizon, racing fans, we all know the Kentucky Derby is only a couple weeks away, and we have a quartet of three-year-olds who ran at Tampa Bay Downs this winter who are going to be in the starting gate at Churchill Downs the first Saturday in May. Starting with Renegade, comes from the barn of Todd Pletcher, won the Sam Davis Stakes at Tampa Bay Downs earlier this season. The Sam Davis is the main prep for the Tampa Bay Derby. After winning the Sam Davis, Todd Pletcher shipped Renegade to Oaklawn Park, and Renegade won the Arkansas Derby also. So Renegade is definitely one to watch out for, and we'll talk more about the Kentucky Derby next week. Another contender to watch out for is Emerging Market from the barn of Chad Brown. This one is 2-for-2, perfect record, undefeated, won a maiden race very nicely at Tampa Bay Downs earlier this winter, and then went on to win the Louisiana Derby at 1 3/16, the longest prep race of them all for the Derby. An Emerging Market could be very dangerous. Chad Brown is an outstanding trainer. He's won almost every other race there is to win. He's never won the Kentucky Derby, and this year might be his year. Then we have Further Ado, who ran second in the Tampa Bay Derby and then went on to Keeneland to win the Bluegrass Stakes and won very impressively, won by 8 or 10 lengths, daylight, just ran away and hid from the field. So Further Ado seems to be at the top of his game, and that's another one we'll watch out for. And then we have the Puma, who ran second in the Sam Davis and then won the Tampa Bay Derby and is no doubt a contender. So we have four right there of the 20-horse field that's going to go to the gate in the Kentucky Derby. And we'll talk more about this last week. We'll go over the Kentucky Derby, and I'll try to handicap it and see if we can make a little score on Derby Day, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races, always.